At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, who's been traveling so much. I'm good to get him when I can. So right now, Gregory, the U.S., it is committed by leadership of NATO to the war in Ukraine. Ukraine needs, according to Mr. Zelensky's visit to Brussels last week, which was not scheduled but was very clearly emotional for him, a gathering with Mr. Stoltenberg saying, we need money, we need ammo, we need weapons, and we need them now. There are dissenting voices in Ukraine saying that Zelensky and his generals have mishandled this counteroffensive, which is now coming slowly to a halt because of the weather. The Russian forces are said to be launching limited local counteroffensives of their own. The Kremlin is on its way to Beijing to meet with Xi Jinping. So where is the United States in this commitment to NATO, as it is also committed to Israel? That's a balancing act that would be difficult on any day, but given that the Congress is in turmoil, there is no Speaker of the House at the moment. What does that mean for the Biden people?
Well, I think the U.S. has actually increased the divide between Washington and the European capitals through the way it's handled the Ukraine war, which has forced the Western European countries to provide aid to Ukraine. Much of it was against their will. Some of it was reactive in the fear of possible Russian expansion, which has not proven to be the case. But NATO itself has become largely ineffective. It's become largely a political treaty organization rather than a military one. It's lost the military interoperability and common command and control that it had during the 1980s, in the run-up to the collapse of the Soviet Union. So NATO itself is largely ineffective, and it's certainly not harboring any common ideals or common plans with regard to either Ukraine or Israel at this stage. Germany, which is slowing down its thoughts on the Ukraine, is actually very supportive of Israel. The question is going to be to what degree they come through with this. Certainly, Germany is a big provider of weapon systems, including strategic submarines for Israel. But the reality is that NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has proven to be extremely inefficient and has presided over literally the decline and death of NATO.
So what we have here then is the U.S. stretched to its limits, its arsenal of democracy, so-called, that's the metaphor from the Second War, stretched to its limits. And is it going to choose between the two fronts? There's no evidence right now that Mr. Zelensky is going to relent, and he's going to expect the F-16s, the long-range missiles, and they'll start talking about a spring offensive. Is the U.S. going to stay committed to him in your measure?
I don't believe so. I think this is something which will continue through the election buildup in the United States. And I think that's the most critical element. And if there's another conflict situation which seems more to project President Biden as a wartime leader than such as the Israel confrontation, then he'll look to that for the time being. I don't think there's any long-range strategic planning in all of this. We know that a number of the people around the president and the secretary of state, particularly Victoria Nuland, the acting deputy secretary of state, are committed to carrying the war against Russia to whatever conclusion they can achieve. But that's not necessarily the view of Capitol Hill. I think it's getting less and less support from both Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill.
The sanctions regime, which is something in the control of the Department of the Treasury, will that stay in place even after the fighting winding down, Gregory? Or will, at this point, does it suit Washington for rapprochement with Moscow?
Well, I think that Washington doesn't know how to back down on this issue to achieve that détente or rapprochement or gradual winding back with Moscow. So it's going to be difficult for the Biden administration as a whole to withdraw those sanctions against individuals and against the Russian government.
Right.
And in the meantime, all this does is create a large section of the world which is going to ignore the U.S. Unilateral sanctions and increase its trade with Russia and the People's Republic of China.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, on the road. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.